The Independent Oil Association of America had their meeting at a big hotel down in Houston, Texas. And they got this PhD fella from way up in the Midwest to come and make a speech. Now, folks, he forevermore made a speech. It so inflamed and enthused all of those oil folks that they called their executive committee together and they said, listen, let's hire that fella. And let's put him out on the road making this same speech just to wherever he can gather up a crowd, let him talk to him. And he did. Bought him a big car and got him a chauffeur with a blue serge suit. And this man just started traveling all over the country making this speech. Well, after they had been doing this for about 8 months, going down the four-lane highway, that chauffeur looked in the rearview mirror and he said, Professor, what? He said, there ain't no fairness in this country. My good man, why would you make a statement like that? He said, I can make that cotton-picking speech as good as you can. And I'm barely making a living on what y'all paying me and you getting rich. He said, sir, I want you to know that I got my BS degree. He said, don't start all wherever you got all them things. I ain't interested in them. I done heard you make that speech once a day for 8 months. I done memorized it. I'm a better speech maker than you are, and I can make the cotton picking speech better than you can. It's just that simple. He said, I'm fixing to go to a major university and they ain't never seen me. They don't even know what I look like. You pull over to the roadside park up here, we are about the same size. And we'll trade clothes and I'll break you from sucking eggs. We'll put you up there on the stage and let you make the speech and I'll be the chauffeur and sit out in the congregation and I'll watch you make a fool out of yourself. That suits me fine. Let's change clothes. Now y'all get this picture. They drive up to the big major university. The real professor with the blue serge suit on driving the big car. The chauffeur sitting on the back seat with a little briefcase in his lap. 22,000 people in the field house. Standing room only, the great PhD, what graduated from the great school of mines, was coming to speak. And they introduced him, and just as he got up to speak, there was the real professor sitting on the back row with the hard-billed chauffeur's cap in his lap, peeping at him. Now, y'all talking about making a speech. Whoo, he forevermore shelled down the corn. He shucked it right on down to the cob. They throwed their books in the air, wallered on the floor, hollered, give him a standing ovation, screamed, and they finally got order restored. And the president of the school got up and said, well, we have about 10 minutes before the bell rings. I wonder if y'all would like to ask this gentleman any questions. Yes, would you like to ask him any questions? Well, y'all have seen the type. A fella got up in the, about halfway back with big horn-rimmed glasses on, a real egghead, had books under each arm. He said, Professor, if one of those dinosaurs died, what roamed the earth 2 billion years ago, and his carcass rotted, and the earth's atmosphere built up layer after layer after layer, to 5,986 feet, and 2 billion years later, a drill bit, drilling a well on a wildcat venture, bores through this decayed carcass, what will the pH of the soil be that's contained in the core of the drill bit? And what will be the name of the stratosphere? This fellow just stood there and looked at him. You could have heard a pin drop. And this fellow said, Mr. Student, as long as I've been in this business, that's about the most simplest question I ever been asked since I've been speaking. I'm surprised they'd let a man that don't know no more than you know get in this university. And just to show you how simple the question is, my chauffeur's in the back of the room. I'll ask him to stand up and answer.
WGFradio.me, underground and over the top radio.
Okay, everybody, big and rich on WTFradio.me. We've got a good show tonight with me and John Stephen from the Texas Music News. Coming up.
Bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same.
Well, I walk into the room passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same.
Made love.
Saddle up.
Passing out $100 bills.
We made love.
Passing out $100 bills.
Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Ride a cowboy.
Everybody says,
save a horse, ride a cowboy. Ride a cowboy.
Everybody says,
save a horse.
Everybody, this is Jeff Overturf from WTFradio.me.
And hey, everyone, as well. This is John Stephen of Texas Music News in Austin, Texas.
And I'm in Dallas, Texas. Now, I've known John for quite a while. We go way back. And we're both working in the media, multimedia. And tonight's show is going to be about some of the possibilities and some of the pitfalls that people understand or don't understand about multimedia.
I understand a lot of the pitfalls.
Exactly. Like, it's kind of like a tool. It's like when you get have a flat tire, you go in your trunk and you pull out the jack and the lug wrench. Now, if you go to your tire and you lay the jack and lug wrench on the ground, nothing will happen unless you do what? Use the tools.
Yeah, there's a lot of tools out there. You know, both of us are providing tools for people that, especially in the entertainment business, but, you know, it's farther reaching than that. It's basically just, you know, all business. But, of course, Texas Music News is focused on Texas music. And you're doing a lot of music. You're also, you know, working other areas of business. And I just think that both of what we do can really help people if they would just come to learn how to use those tools.
Well, you know, I think one of the pitfalls about the situation is a lot of people spent their whole lifetime watching regular radio, regular TV, publications like in newspaper, books, and then albums, then CDs. And that's all changed.
Well, sure, it's changed, especially now that everybody's so independent. I mean, there's very few record labels anymore. And, you know, everybody's having to do all the work themselves. Unfortunately, you know, especially in regards to the entertainment business and in particular the music business, you know, a lot of the musicians are so full, you know, of just doing the practicing, writing the music, you know, getting to the gigs to play that they fall a little short on, you know, the real focus of what it really takes to stay out there and be in front of your customer all the time.
Well, maybe if they made a keyboard like for a computer, like one on a piano or a guitar, maybe they would get more into it, because it's almost like they are, like a lot of people may be, that have never dealt with computer technology. They're almost afraid of it, or they act like, well, I'll never be able to do that.
Well, that may be true, but you don't have to go to the professional level to utilize what's available to you. You just have to use, you know, a medium grade and put it together and then actually work it and put it out there. I mean, it's great to have the best there is, but you don't have to have that to accomplish your goals. You know, like, you know, what I do with the interviews and the broadcasting of the interviews and in social media, you do the same thing. Of course, you have a live radio show too, which reaches, you know, all around the world. So, you know, people just getting involved is half of it right there. It's just letting the media work for you and becoming interactive with people like you and me who have media, you know, like media outpost, if you will, to broadcast out there to the greater world. It's amazing to me. You know, my interviews and stuff are on iTunes Podcast Network. And, you know, I get, just like you do, I get emails all the time from people like from France and Germany and all kinds of places that chime in and say, hey, I caught your show the other day. It was really great. You know, we love Austin. We've never been there, but, you know, we hear all kinds of things about it. Of course, you know, the flagship deal about Austin, which goes far and wide, is the TV show Austin City Limits. And that's been the greatest ambassador for the Austin music scene that I can think of.
Well, I agree with that 100%. Austin's always been on the forefront of the music technology since, what, was it the 50s, the 60s, 70s? When did it?
Well, the Austin City Limits now has been around, you know, on TV for 30 years.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time. And, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, a venue like Austin City Limits. And by the way, anybody listening to the show, I mean, if you're not in Austin, or even if you do live in Austin and you don't know, the new ACL Moody Theater downtown Austin is state of the art. I mean, the lighting, the sound, the seating, it was a arena, you know, holds about 2,500 people. And that's where they do the taping of the Austin City Limits show. And plus they have regular touring, you know, acts that come through there. It's not really, so to speak, a gigging venue. But, you know, the national touring acts that come through play there for sure.
Well, one of the characteristics that has changed a great deal is it's a lot easier now to work on the internet and with computers, with the social media. I mean, you can post videos on YouTube. You can post videos on Facebook. You can post, you know, photographs. You can basically, you know, rep yourself in a very professional way to a large group of people, not just your immediate friends, but fans also that are on your business pages or your fan pages on Facebook also.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And I'll tell you, one of the, I guess, how do you characterize the statement? One of the things I don't think is utilized enough is to get people to actually share the information with their friends list. Because, you know, you may have 2,000 people on your friends list, but that one friend on your friends list may have additional 1,000 or 2,000 people on their friends list that you don't even know.
Oh, that's a fact. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that when you repost something, like if I post something on your page and then they repost it on their own page, then and only then does it reach all the friends on their friends list.
That's correct.
Not because it, only the mutual friends that we might have will see it if I just post it on your page and that's all you do.
Right. Well, you know, I've terminologies for a lot of things, and what I call that is cross-posting. Because basically you're taking a post and then you're posting it again to a whole different list of friends. And then it can really, if you look at the mathematics behind it, if they were to repost and repost that one post that you did to that one friend, if it was, say, regenerated, say, two or three times, could reach, you know, maybe 10 or 15,000 people. But you have to kind of sometimes tell people what to do.
Oh, I realize. And because they think it's hard, like I said, they believe it's going to be like things have always been. And there is nothing normal anymore, and there's nothing the way it's been since things have changed with technology, the internet, video streaming, radio broadcast, you know, publishing magazines on the internet versus print magazines and print newspapers. Mm-hmm. So there's been a whole gamut of change that's taken place.
Oh, it's powerful. There's no doubt about it. It's just a matter of utilization. You know, utilizing the power that you have at your fingertips and really knowing the concept of, you know, how it works, just, you know, just like what we were talking about, like, you know, cross posting on different people's pages to where you can and get other people to repost on their pages. That is a very powerful thing right there that I don't know if a lot of people are really utilizing that.
Well, not very many, unless it's a good video or a joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Or maybe a picture of a steak and a baked potato.
Or your dog.
Exactly. Okay, let's take a little break here. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Overturf and
John Steven with Texas Music News.
We'll be right back. Okay, this song goes out to Super Dave Boehringer. Song's for you, dude.
To take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man make them toys, and out the man make everything, everything he can. You know that man makes money to buy from other men. This is a man's world. about a woman or a girl. He's lost in the wilderness. He's lost and bitterness.
Okay, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me.
He's lost.
And John Steven with Texas Music News.
Well, John, one of the things we were talking about earlier today, we were talking about how people don't realize that we're here to help them. In other words, like my program is a ramp, and versus regular radio, there's a lot more that you can do when you have an internet radio show. You can, number one, you can record the show as you're broadcasting it, and so the people can get a copy of the show. When you go to regular radio or television, they just don't hand over a copy of the show to you. In other words, like, you will have to wait a couple of days or go through a couple of different channels. And a lot of the times you have to pay for that copy, especially if it's like video.
Well, that's true. Most of the time it's not in a format usually that you can just quickly use either.
How many times have you heard somebody in entertainment say, "Hey man, somebody record that for me. I'm going to be, they're doing a little spot on me on the news. Can somebody record this for me?"
Mm-hmm.
And that happens all the time. And once you get that recording, then you have to process that recording into a format that you can publish it on Facebook, your website, or however it is you want to use it. I did stuff like that back in the early 90s when I started Fight Fitness with White Collar Boxing. And the benefit of doing that is the writers, when I would post what somebody would write about me, a magazine or a newspaper article, then I would post that on my website. And then the other writers and people in the media would say, "Oh, wow, he's been in Fast Company magazine. Well, let's see what they wrote." And then, so a lot of the work was already done for them. So they didn't have to really, you know, bang their head against the wall to produce a piece, because they already had a few other takes on it from a few other outlets. And not that they would plagiarize it, but it would make it easier for them to formulate an idea or put down the information.
Well, you know, the whole thing about news is, if you've never heard it, it's news. Doesn't matter how many times it's been published.
Well, that's true also. But another benefit is the people that are going to be broadcasting or doing stories on people, like bands, local businesses, or human interest stories. If somebody else has already put you out there, then they feel a lot more comfortable about putting you in their publication or their show.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a huge, you know, with many, many different businesses and pursuits in life, there's that, what I call the guinea pig syndrome.
Let Mikey try it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Like on my particular show, I have the availability. There are options. They have the option for me to record video streaming on the fly while they're actually, you know, performing on the show live.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that's full screen video. The other option is I can record the audio, and then I can produce that also and post that. And then the third option, which is the best one, is I have the option of producing a web page on my website with a player at the bottom of the page with their particular show, photographs, video, or all the above for a person that's been on my show. Then they can link that to their page. Because of our royalties with music, you know, there are certain things that I can and can't do when I play songs in between their pieces, and that's in their piece.
Well, that's true. I mean, the cross-platform media that both of us have is important, because unlike a broadcast radio station or TV station, there are several, you know, key features to having a website / media production outlet that people can take advantage of. So, you know, and again, the real benefit I see is that it's available for listeners that they can get many, many times, that they can come back and revisit shows that they had missed or never heard of before, and they can go back to your website or my website, and they can listen to what has been done in the past, which you don't usually get with radio and TV.
Well, a lot of times people just aren't readily available to listen to the live broadcast. So where the rubber really meets the road is when you post that show and you link that show on Facebook, and then all of your friends on your friends list will have access to that. And then at their leisure, they will go and they will listen to that show. And that's something you can't get from regular radio, regular TV, or a lot of publications. That'll say, well, we used it. This is what we have. We used it for us. And that's pretty much the end of it right there.
Well, you know, one of the things that, I would like to stress is just how easy it is for people to take advantage of the media that we offer. All you have to do is show up
on time
and do the gig
on time.
And we do the rest
and communicate,
you know,
right? Exactly.
It's just, pretty simple like that.
Well, there's another thing also, and this will benefit them also. One of the things that I run into is I say, well, how many people are listening to the show live? And I said, well, probably just as many as you prepared to listen to your show. Did you actually tell anybody on your Facebook page or your website that you were going to be on the show? Did you post that ad for that anywhere on any of your friends on your friends list?
Yeah, I mean, you do have to advertise. I mean,
right.
Advertising is a key component of just, you know, simply letting people know what you're up to. Also, you know, letting them know that it could be available on their website or your website for, you know, listening in the future, too. You know, they don't have to catch the show live. Of course, it is kind of cool when it is live because there's only one time when it's live. But, you know, myself, I don't do live broadcasting, so all mine's recorded.
Right, I understand that. Well, another thing that if you're one of the best performers and you're going to a honky-tonk, say Abilene, Texas, and you're driving from Austin or Dallas and you're going there, there have been many times I've heard stories from performers that have gotten 13 or 12 or 10 miles outside of town, and the owner of the bar calls them and says, hey, man, we got to call the show off. And sometimes it's because they booked a local band cheaper because they didn't want to pay the extra money for those travel expenses, the hotels, and the other things that people demand just so they can break even when they go to another town to do a show.
Well, that might be true, but most of the time, if the venues are worth their salt, I mean, they don't usually cancel shows when they know people are coming from out of town. That doesn't happen that often. It does happen, but it doesn't happen very often.
Well, it happens when the economy is bad and the gas is high and the turnout to the bars are low. In other words, when they have a full band show and you have to pay for 4 to 6 people in a band versus having somebody local and it's just basically a unplugged type set. Or, you know, you have people that are playing with just themselves or one other person.
Well,
that happens.
I guarantee I know what the whole gig is. You know, I used to play music and I was the guy in the band most of the time that was interfacing with the club people. And, you know, I would tell them, I said, look, you know, give us a shot here on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, one of your slow nights, and I'll bring some people in here, you know, and just put yourself on the line. And sure enough, you know, with friends and making back in the day, I mean, we didn't even have cell phones back then, you know. We'd call people on landline, or even we would go to their jobs. We would go visit them at home. We'd go run down and say, man, get your ass over here to this club because we just got this gig, and we need about 100 people to show up tonight so that they'll book us again maybe on a weekend. I mean, we worked it. We had to work to get, you know, our business done. But again, we were into it, and you know, that's what we did.
Well, you know, there's a lot of musicians that are just happy with just a few people that are coming in.
Well, and you won't be playing there very often if just a few people come in, because you know, the whole thing about social media doesn't really have to end and begin and end with Facebook. I mean, social media is a multi-leveled thing, and really it goes down to making those individual calls, just like, say, a politician on a, you know, is wanting your vote, you know, make that call and say, man, you know, I really need your support tonight, you know, can you gather up a few of your work buddies and come over here to this bar and buy a couple of drinks when you get there, and, you know, it's going to help us out a lot.
Right, I understand that. Okay, let's take another little break here. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Overture from WTFRadio.me.
And I'm John Stephen with Texas Music News.
Okay, everybody, how about a little Bon Jovi? Okay, we're back. This is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me.
And I'm John Steven with Texas Music News.
Well, another interesting topic is like this whole thing about, I hear this a lot. A lot of people think, well, we're doing you a favor by being on your show. Or we're helping you out. I'll help you out, man. You know me. I'm your friend. I'll help you out. And come spend an hour of my time to help you on your show. And then I say, I don't say this, but I think back, well, great. Then I'm going to spend 6 or 8 hours of my time producing your show on a web page, the video, the broadcast. And then I'm going to pay for that overhead to make sure it gets on the air.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of effort, and you know, there's really no financial gain from doing a lot of what we do, but it's all from passion and, you know, the forward building of this, both of our media businesses. And these are the days, you know, I mean, Texas Music News just August 1st reached the 1 year mark, and they hadn't made a dime, to be honest with you, because I just focused on the public part and getting people to know who I was. And, you know, I really just didn't even try to put any type of financial business model together. And of course, here we are a year into it, and now I'm starting to think that way, is, you know, how can I, you know, basically monetize the venture in some way, at least to pay for some of that overhead. Because, you know, I can tell you right now that my chair sitting right here in front of my computer knows my ass very, very well.
And you may have to replace that chair someday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be more money. Well, I'm pretty lucky. Recently, I came up with an idea to start promoting trainers on the streaming video part of my show that I'm coming up with. And I have a great camera. I have a lot of good equipment. And so I go out and I produce professional video for trainers. And then they pay for those segments. Each segment is $40 each, but you have to do 6 segments at once. That could be 6 trainers, or it could be 3 trainers doing 2 segments. That way it covers my time, my expense, so I can go out and produce a 1920 by 1080 high definition video that they can use in their media on their websites, or they can post on YouTube. And an interesting part of that is, the way I came up with the idea is, a friend of mine wanted me to produce the audio clips into video so he could post them on his YouTube account. And I said, well, why would I want to do that extra work? He goes, well, if you can't do it, then it's just not worth my time doing the show. And I was thinking, wow, you spend 10 minutes and then I do all the work and you're not spending any time. I built you a webpage. I posted two shows we did. And then a light bulb went off in my head and I went, wait a minute. Why do you want to post these on YouTube? He says, well, I use the Google AdSense. And when I do that, every time that one of those videos has one of their ads on it and you click that ad, you get paid. So you get paid anywhere from $50 to $200 a month, just people clicking the ads that are on your videos that are on YouTube. And boy,
that's a good idea.
And I just thought, oh my God. So I can get this with these higher quality videos. I mean, professionally done. And I can get these videos done for these trainers dirt cheap. And then they can post them on YouTube, and they have the same availability or possibility of posting those videos and making money off of it. And Dallas, Texas is a very high-profile fitness town, and I know everybody in the business here in Dallas. So that was I looked into that. That was kind of like sometimes you have a problem, you back away, and all you can do is think about the problem. Well, in this one particular incident, there was an opportunity that was produced by the problem. And I jumped on it.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, there's several little adages that I use in life, which is one of them applies to this, with it's easier to change directions when you're moving. And, you know, you were moving and you were going and doing your show. And all of a sudden, because you were out there pushing it and being active and interacting with people, this light bulb went off that said, you know, I can do that. And I think that's great, because, you know, it's never easy when you're just sitting there stagnant. You know, everybody's got pipe dream ideas, but, you know, putting it into motion and making it happen, even when you're not making any money at it, but you know that if you keep going, that, you know, if you stop, you know what's going to happen. Nothing will happen. But if you keep going and you get your name more out there, and, you know, how many times have you ever heard the overnight success story that took 10 years?
Yeah, I heard that when I started White Collar Boxing. wow, man, that's great. How'd you come up with the idea? And I said, well, I think it started about 13 years ago when I was working out over at Greek's, Demetrius Ivanis' place. We had kickboxing in the back and karate in the front. And I combined those two things, and then I formatted it so it could go in any gym instead of just a karate school, a boxing gym, or a dojo. And so that was another one of those moments. So I compare this moment that I just had with producing a show, and I will be coming out also with an online magazine, WTF, Workout Training and Food, Workout Training and Fitness Tips, Women of Workout and Training, Home Run. That'd be good one. That'd be a good one. Nothing draws the followers like beautiful women, and beautiful women love to be formatted.
Well, you got about probably 10,000, you know, fitness models just in the Dallas-Fort Worth area alone.
It's huge. It's huge.
Very big. I mean, you know, and then, I mean, once you conquer Dallas, I mean, you know, there's really nothing on that format that's really limiting you. I mean, you could go to all the big fitness towns, L.A., Miami, you know, anywhere.
Yeah, I would imagine I'll be knocked off about 1,000 times by then. People will be emulating or copying it if they haven't already after this broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that do that. However, that missing factor that we have all discussed during this segment is the actual doing it.
You mean the experience, the equipment?
Well, yeah, the implementation. You know me. I mean, how many product ideas have I ever come up with, right? A few of them I've actually moved on, but... You know, the thing is that it's easy to come up with an idea. It's easy to even go, you know, try to take an idea that somebody else already has. But unless you are willing to implement and improve on that, you're still never going to do anything with it. So, I mean, a lot of people always are so paranoid about putting their ideas out there. And I can tell you from experience, I'd say 90% of the people, even though they want to, they don't do it.
Well, that's crazy. I know you have the Texas Hunting News, and that was your first magazine, and it's done very well over the years.
10 years this August, it's been 10 years.
How many times do you get phone calls? Hey, John, you got any hunting?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, being in the hunting business is a little bit different than the music business, I'll say that. However, you know, I find that a lot of the country and even some of the blues players, primarily not in Austin, I would say, but in Dallas-Fort Worth and West Texas, the Panhandle, or Houston especially, you know, a lot of those musicians really do, you know, like hunting. And I'm trying to do some fusing right now between music and hunting and you know, utilizing what I have spent and now literally a decade in producing is Texas Hunting News. And, you know, I have a large clientele of, especially on the contact basis, subscribers. You know, you're always trying to get subscribers, and they come and they drop off, and they come and they drop off. That's just the nature of the business. But, you know, again, it's been 10 years and surviving on 10 years now with Texas Hunting News. So, yeah, you learn a lot in 10 years.
Oh, that's a fact. Okay, let's take another little break here. This is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me.
And this is John Steven at Texas Music News and Texas Hunting News.
Okay, how about a little Jimi Hendrix on WTFRadio.me?
Hey, Joe. Where you going with that gun in your hand? Hey, Joe. I said, where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going out to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. You know I caught her messing around with another man.
right back. This is Jeff Overturf from WTFRadio.me.
This is John Stephen of Texas Music News.
Well, John, if you had some advice to give somebody about if they're going to come do an interview and they're going to be in your magazine, what kind of advice would you have to give them?
Well, the first advice I would say is just make sure that you prepare, know what you want to talk about. If you've got something to push, like maybe you're going on a small tour, or maybe you've just come back from, you know, being in Europe, or come back from a tour, or maybe you have a new CD to push. You know, think about those kind of things, because the media that we're offering is a promotional tool. That's what I would say. The second thing I would say is make sure that if we can't do the interview in person, and that for me especially, I'm starting to branch out a little bit more to try to meet people's schedules and their availability. Talking on Skype with a headset and a microphone is really what you want to do. You want to go get you a good headset and microphone, have a Skype account, and it doesn't matter if you're talking to me or you or, you know, a broadcast radio station. If you have Skype with good equipment, you're going to get more interviews.
For everybody's information, right as we speak, I'm in Dallas, Texas, and John Stephen is in Austin, Texas. And we're both using Skype. It sounds like we're sitting right next to each other in the same room. This is how high the quality is.
That's right. I would say that the second level of quality, if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, go upgrade earbuds with an upgraded microphone. You know, there's several out there. They're not super inexpensive. I mean, to get a good, you know, earbud and microphone, you could be spending, you know, $100 to $200. But then you can use your phone. You could pull over on the side of a highway and talk to a radio station in really good clarity and quality. And then you are now available more to talk to media.
Well, the second level on that situation is if you have a landline versus a cell phone. Landlines are always better than cell phones, period, as far as broadcast quality goes.
Well, you know, that's true. But however, I will say this, a couple of interviews that I have done, and people have had those microphone earbuds with their iPhone or Android phone, I couldn't tell the difference in a landline or them using a cell phone. Now, if they don't have the earbuds and microphone set up, the landline is without a doubt the best way, because the little bitty old microphone on the cell phones, then you've got your breath coming right onto the face of that cell phone, and it comes up with a lot of distortion.
The worst thing you can do is get a laptop and depend on the microphone on a laptop.
Oh yeah.
And then listening to the sound live while you're doing the show off the laptop. That is the absolute worst. And that would include iPad and all those devices also.
Right. Well, again, my comments come from, especially mostly dealing with musicians. It doesn't matter if, you know, you might be in Timbuktu or New York City or wherever you may be playing a gig. And if we need to talk, then I'm just trying to give you some, you know, some options, if you will, to still maintain good quality and talk to media in a pre-recorded program.
Oh, that's a fact. Well, one of the things that I would advise people to do, especially when they're coming to my show, is make sure that, you know, if you're singing, like we're doing live performances now on my show, if you sang the night before and there's, of course, cigarette smoke, sometimes drinking, staying up late and everything else, you need to treat it like it's a real performance, you know, because instead of there being 40 to 150 people at a bar that you're playing for, potentially there can be thousands of people that are going to hear the broadcast, especially after the broadcast is done. When you post it, it goes into the hundreds and hundreds of hits that people will be downloading this recording and listening to. And the same thing with the video also. So you have to treat it like it's a bigger deal than just being at somebody's studio and there's only a few of you there doing a broadcast. It's the after publication is where the real action is.
That's absolutely true. Again, it kind of goes back to one of those old adages about playing music. I mean, you know, if there's only three people in the bar, but two of them are record executives and they like you, then that's a good gig.
Yes, it is. That is definitely. Well, for everybody's information out there, we've both been doing this over a year. I'm for about a year and a half now. And the whole ideology of what we're trying to do is we're trying to help you. And if you come to either one of us and say, hey, we're giving you a break, we're helping you out and all that stuff, let me tell you, the amount of hours we put into the work versus your 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it is of you sacrifice of your time, it's usually about 6 to 1. We do 6 times the effort and work than just your 1 hour, 10 minute, 30 minute taping or broadcast. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. So if you ever do mention that to somebody that's in internet radio or magazines and stuff like that, that is the beginning, not the ending of the interview when the interview is over.
Well, that's true. I mean, look at movies. I mean, everybody goes and sits down in the seat and watch the movie run. You don't think about the 3 years that it took the moving sets on sometimes different continents, all of the things that it takes to get that movie produced. But to be honest with you, I mean, a lot of the artists, the musicians, actors, whatever, that's not their job. Their job is to show up, do their part, and then let the production team do their part. And that's just something that you have to assume, and you just know, both of us as the production people, that's what we get into. And, you know, being an A to Z, one-man band type operation like both of us are, just there's no way escaping all of the time. But, you know, both of us love doing it, and, you know, we can't do it without the people that have something to say and want to be in the media. So, you know, all I'm saying is just, you know, if you want to be in the media, you have a lot of opportunity here with both of us.
Well, I had to make a comment. The week before last, I shot 2 test videos for the segment I'm going to be doing on my show for workout training and fitness tips. And I had 2 trainers that I videotaped. And to get, let's see, how many minutes? 4 minutes of video took 45 minutes of filming. Cut. Okay, let's shoot that over. Wait a minute, I messed up. I mean, you know, back in the old days when television first came out, you know, they'd have that little thing. Take 3, take 4. There's a lot of takes because you, and then the edit, you say, okay, I can take part of this, I can take part of that. Then you edit together and it sounds fantastic. But very rarely, if ever, does anybody ever start from A to Z and get it all in one take. Like that never happens.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. And then the real challenge comes in, especially with the visual media, is that you'll look at the take. And then depending on how critical people are, especially when you get down to the actor looking at their own self, you might like it, but then they go, golly, you know, on that last take, you know, there was a bird that flew behind me.
Oh, God, I had one time. I had this girl that's a country western singer. I did like, I think it was 6 videos. And we're talking about with a high-definition camera. So I edited all the videos and everything else. She goes, I would like to see these before you post them. And then so I showed her 1 or 2 of them. She goes, well, you know, I'm just not feeling it. I don't like that. Well, you forgot your guitar player. He didn't show up like he was supposed to. You were playing the guitar. You weren't comfortable with playing the guitar and singing. And you didn't bring your A game. So I just shot, you know, 8 hours of work because you're not feeling it. I mean, that is, ugh. And from that point forward, I just said, you know, I'm not going to automatically videotape anybody. You know, if they come on one show, then I'll get a feel for them and I'll see how good they are. And see how workable they are. And then after that, on another show, possibly, we'll be doing some video or something. But I don't do it the other way around ever again because of that one incident.
Well, that's why they have pre-press.
That's exactly right. Okay, well, I've really enjoyed our conversation today. And I hope this helps some of the people that are in the entertainment industry, whether it be in fitness or whether it be in music, or maybe human interest stories, or even local businesses that, you know, want to get their story out there about their products or their services. There's a lot more that goes into it than just what you hear on the live broadcast. And, you know, with the way technology is today, it has a lot more life than just the original broadcast.
You're absolutely right. Well, listen, I enjoyed myself. If anybody wants to find me, they can go to texasmusicnews.net. Also got a Facebook page for the same thing, texasmusicnews.net. I'm really easy to get a hold of. So there you go. And look forward to speaking to anybody in the entertainment business that is looking for a little promotional help.
Same thing here. Go to Jeff Overturf on Facebook or you can go to WTFRadio.me group page or fan page on Facebook, or go to WTFRadio.me on the internet and check out our main page. I think you'll enjoy everything. Okay, Steve, thanks for being on today. John Steven, I appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll see you down the road.